So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of HaPesha Asa Hu HaPesha Heter. As we proceed with the next Mishnah, Zak the Mishnah, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eishes Ish Ha'yisi U'grushani. If a woman says that she was married and then got divorced, Nemenes, Sha'pesha Asa Hu HaPesha Heter. She's believed because since it is she who created the Isser by telling us that she was married, she can be matra by telling us that she got divorced and she may get married. The Mishnah continues. If there are Edim that say that she was married, and she says that she then got divorced, ain't in the menace. She's not believed, because she is not the Peshasa. And she may not get married unless she proves that she got divorced. The Mishnah continues with a similar case. Amra nishbeisi v'tahirani. If a woman says that she was taken captive by Goyim, but was not violated, nemenes, sha pesha asa wa pesha hitter, and she may marry a kohen. If there were Edim that she was taken captive by Goyim, and she says that she was not violated, ain't in a menace, and she may not marry Kohen. Mishnah concludes, V'im mishanis is bo Edim, harezu lo teitzei. If the Edim only came after she had already gotten married, she does not have to leave her husband. The Gemara explains that HaPesha Asa Hu HaPesha Hitter is based on logic. Svarahi, Hu Asra, Bahu Sharla. Since the entire Isser is based on the person's words, we must also accept his or her words regarding the Heter. The Gemara goes on to cite a Braisa with a slightly different case. Ha'isha Sha'amra Eishas Ishani, V'chazrav Amr Penuyani. She first said that she was married, then she said that she was not married, and in a menace, because Shavla Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Once she declared herself Asr as an Eishas Ish, she cannot retract her statement even with HaPesha Asr Hu HaPesha Heter. Whereas in the Mishnah, in the case of Eishes Ish HaYisi, V'grushani, or Nishbeisi V'tahirani, she's not retracting her original statement. Rather, she's adding that nevertheless, she's not Aser. Therefore, if it's a case of a Pesha Asu, HaPesha Hitrim Nemenes. However, the Braisa adds that in its case of a retraction, V'im Nasna Maslet V'reha, if she gives a plausible explanation why she made her original false statement of Eishes Ish Ani Nemenes. She is believed to say Penuyani, based on HaPesha Asa Hu HaPesha Hitter. The Gemara proceeds to present a related braisa. Shnayim Oimrim Meis, V'shnayim Oimrim Loi Meis. Shnei Edim say that her husband died, and Shnei Edim say that her husband is alive. Or, Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsha, V'shnayim Oimrim Loi Nisgarsha. Harezu Loi Tinase. She may not remarry, because it's Terei Terei. And Habola Abashim Tali, because it's a Sveka De Raisa. But if she did remarry, she may remain with her husband. And as the Gemara explains, only benisis la'echad me'edeha. If she married one of the Edim who testified that her husband died, and v'ymeres barili, she says that she is sure that her husband died. As Rashi explains, she says, barili ilu hayukayim hayuba. He certainly would have come home if he's alive. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yisi differentiates. Bo Edim achkach nisis teitzei. If the second Edim who say that he's alive came first, and she remarried afterward, she may not stay. It's a knas. She is penalized because she was not supposed to get married. However, if she remarried first, and the second Edim came later, she may stay with her husband, because at the time she married him, it was permitted based on the first Edim. The Tanakhama holds that even in the first case of Bo Edim Achach Nisis, Loi Teitzei, she may stay because we do not penalize her, even though she should not have married him. The Gemara presents a ruling of Rabbi Yochanan, which Rav explains as a third opinion in the above machlekes regarding Trei Trei, in the case of Bo Edim Achach Nisis. Rabbi Yochanan differentiates between where the claim is Meis and where the claim is Nisgarsha. In the case of Shnayim Amr Meis, V'shnayim Amr Loi Meis, Loi Teitzei, like the Tanakhama, because Eini Chayil Machashasai, the husband turns up alive, she cannot deny it and will be caught in a lie. Therefore, we accept her claim of Barili. But in the case of Shnayim Amrim Nisgarsha, V'shnayim Amrim Loi Nisgarsha Teitzei, like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi, because Yechayil Machashasai, if the husband shows up and says that he did not divorce her, she can contradict him and say that he did divorce her. Therefore, we do not accept her claim of Barili. Abai explains Rabbi Yechanan's ruling as speaking of a different case, where there is only an Eid Echad for each claim, and therefore there is a difference between where the claim is Meis and where the claim is Nisgarsha. In the case of Eid Echad Oimer Meis, Ve'Eid Echad Oimer Loi Meis, when the first Eid testifies Meis, Himnu Rabbani Ke Beitrei, Regarding Eidus Ishi, he's believed like two Eidim. Therefore, the din should be HaRezu Tunase. However, because there is an opposing Eid who says Leimes, we say Hasar Mimcha Ekshuz Peh Belazas Vasayim Harachik Mimcha and Loi Tunase Sheminah Gemer Legitchila, because the appearance of impropriety. However, Imnesis Loi Teitze. However, in the case of Eid Echad Oymenis Garsha, of Eid Echad Oymeloynis Garsha, Loi Tunase. Because Tarvayu Be'eshtis Ishka Masadi. They're both testifying that she was married, and only one of them is saying she later got divorced. Ve'in Varshal Echad B'mokim Shnayim.